The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and the Tri-City Health Center for their superhero run. So if you're not connected to that, get connected to that as well. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Business on the Edge, our podcast, free or premium content. You can go out there and choose our San Jose Women's Business Examiner. That is a free subscription. You can check that out. We put publications out there at least once a month. We're trying to get a little bit more content out there, but for sure, you're going to get some fantastic stuff out there at least once a month. Also, Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, frustrations, political views, whatever, get connected and do that virtual networking. That's going to become a big thing. Do the virtual networking. It is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known and your products and services and all of that. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments, or are on the edge at businessontheedge email as well. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development in small business and ministry growth. So we always like to say thank you for your time that you have listening to this show. You know, I want to start out with talking to you about an article, because this article actually ties directly into our show guest today, our featured guest, and I'm really excited to have them on the show today. We've had them on our flagship show, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, on our Friday night show on AM 1220 KDOW, the sister station of AM 1100 KFAX. So on Small Biz Trends, and you've been listening to this show for a while, smallbiztrends.com should be part of your arsenal. In terms of if you are a business, small business, you want to be connected with this particular website. They have a lot of great articles. I enjoy going there. You can get up-to-date information and what's trending with regards to small businesses. And this particular article was actually written August 12, 2015 by Joanne McFarlane. It's about GoDaddy and Kiva come together in a philanthropy relationship. And today on the show, we have Kiva with us. And so we're going to share with you what Kiva is. And if you're familiar with crowdfunding, then you have a little bit of idea of what these type of platforms do. And Kiva is one of my favorite places to get funding from. In fact, we are actually funders of Kiva Zip. And so hopefully when you get done, maybe you'll also become one of the lenders of Kiva. We were one of the lenders there. But what's interesting about this article, and I really like, it's so important to give back. And GoDaddy, I just have to kind of applaud them for this partnership that they're going to take $25, and you can give as little as $25 in the Kiva lending program to help some small business, or you can become one of the, and I don't want to give too much away because I'm going to let Kiva kind of really go through everything with you, but you could also be one of the people that get, you know, a microloan from them. But GoDaddy's going to take $25 in their company, and give it to their employees for them to be able to give to some business within their Kiva programs so they can get funded. These small businesses can get funded. And the program is called Get the Picture. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And if you're a robust business owner out there, if you have a larger company and you can inspire your staff to give into, you know, a program, and you can take $25 and say, okay, we're going to give you $25 and you can go and give into the Kiva program so small businesses can get going. These underserved small business owners, these mom and pops that really need a push, and they can't get traditional loans or conventional loans. And it doesn't mean that that's really a bad thing. There's just requirements that bankers have that not everyone can qualify. And these are great people who want an opportunity to build business. Maybe they had a little debt trouble. Maybe there's some, and they're just getting out of that type of situation. And maybe they're working on those credit scores going up and all of that. But in the meantime, they want to start a business. And they can't because they're kind of in this in-between state, or they don't have really the resources, and they have a great business plan. They have a great idea, and they just need a little hand up. And so Kiva is one of those places that says, you know what, we're going to give these small businesses a hand up. And now GoDaddy, who is one of the largest companies out there with regards to getting your domain name, and you know, GoDaddy is just a household name. If I have to explain GoDaddy, then that would be a concern. So I'm going to bring on my guest for today's show, and I'd like to welcome Jason Riggs from Kiva, who is the Director of Communications at Kiva and Kiva Zip. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Kiva is and give you that genesis of the company, the understanding, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about how maybe you could become a lender, or you could become the business that needs the funds. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Margaret, for having me with you here today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jason, I want to talk to you about the basics of Kiva. If you can give us, before we go to a commercial break, we have a few minutes here. Can you give us the genesis of Kiva?
Yeah, absolutely. So Kiva is a nonprofit based in San Francisco, and we're the world's first and largest crowdfunding platform for social good. And essentially what happens is people can visit kiva.org, and they can look through kind of a list of different profiles of borrowers that reside across the street, maybe across the country, or even across the world, people who are looking for small dollar loans to start or expand their business, send their children to school, access clean energy solutions if they're living in energy poverty. And so what you do is you select who you want to support. You can lend $25 or more, and then your loan of $25 gets pooled along with a bunch of other people lending to the same person until that person's loan request is fully funded. And then that money is distributed to the lender that you chose. So that's the basics of how Kiva works. The nice thing about this model is, as a lender, it's not a donation format that we're doing here. It's you lend to a person, it's truly a loan, not a donation, so you can get repaid your $25 or more that you lent to that person. And then you can relend your money to another person of your choice, or you can withdraw your money from the system and put it back in your pocket. So it's really like no cost to you, social good, for helping small business owners around the world get on their feet, start or expand their business so that they can support their families, their communities, and even sometimes their nations.
Now, and this is absolutely fantastic in terms of what you guys are doing there. So, but let me make this clear to our audience. So when they lend and say they want to pull their money out, Now, they need to understand that there is not a, they're getting the $25 back. That's not $25 plus some interest because they happen to give to these small businesses.
That's correct. So across our portfolio at Kiva of people who borrowed through Kiva, our borrowers have a 98% repayment rate. So the likelihood that you'll get repaid is very, very high.
Right.
And neither Kiva nor Kiva's individual lenders make any money through fees or interest off of the loans that are facilitated. So really, this is a kind of philanthropic lending, if you may, where you are really providing somebody with a chance and an opportunity through a kind of a recycled philanthropy. And that's what we are about here at Kiva, and that really attracts the 1.4 million lenders that we have to continue to lend to people around the world.
Sure. This is absolutely fantastic. More when we come back. We're going to go to a commercial. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. You know, in this segment, I usually do a little bit of bridging the gap between business and faith, and I pull out my Bible scripture, and I kind of show you how to bridge your faith in business. And the truth of the matter is that giving is not a new concept to any religious community. And when we look at Kiva and what KivaZip is doing and what they stand for, this is a really great place to give. And I think last week, on last week's show or one of the shows, the recent shows, I talked about the Better Business Bureau, and I may not have mentioned it, maybe I thought about it, but I'm going to share it now in any case. When I first started in business years ago, I got a phone call from the Better Business Bureau. And because of the specific name of my company at the time, and so it lent itself to more of a religious tone to it. And so I was thinking, I'm brand new in business. Why would the Better Business Bureau call me? It's kind of like the FBI of making sure you're doing business well kind of thing. And so I had a conversation with them, and it went this way. And they talked about the name of my company and how important it is, or what small businesses weren't doing from the Christian community as a religious group. And what they said is that when people are looking, or B2B or B2C are looking to do business with a company, they find out who they give to. And they found that most Christian business owners gave back into their churches and things like that, rather than adding the community and other things that you could get involved with your giving. And I did not know that. And I feel like I'm a giver. I like to give. And so this is what I told them. I said, I will never be that type of business owner. I said, and from that moment on, I made sure that if we got involved with something, we gave into our community and my church, you know, and I continue to do that. And to this day, I give into different programs. And like I said at the start of this show, we're actually one of the lenders on at KivaZip, and we've been doing that. We've just let that money ride for the last couple of years, and we'll never take it out. We'll just let it continue. In fact, we'll probably add to it because I really enjoy what they're doing. So having said that, get involved, and you can do things outside of your church group and help someone, help the world, help someone. You know, you can go out there and look at the profiles and decide on who you want to give to. So having said that, that is my little bridging the gap between business and faith. And I'd like to get Jason back here talking about, or back on the air here, talking about really the differences of Kiva and Kiva Zip. So you have Kiva.org and then you have Kiva Zip. What's really the differences? Because I want to get into some of the foundations to really help people at the end of the show says, okay, I get it. I know what Kiva is and I know what Kiva Zip is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kiva.org has been around for about 10 years. Our first, our mission is to connect people through lending to alleviate poverty and expand economic opportunity. So our first loans were made in East Africa, and we've since, moved through into 80 different countries with 1.4 million people lending in $25 increments, getting repaid and relending. And now we're at $750 million in total crowdfunded loans internationally. So we decided around 2008, when the Great Recession was clearly making an impact across communities in the United States, that we really needed to also bring that crowdfunded capital to small business owners here in the United States who are really struggling to start or expand, to augment their income so they could make sure they could send their children to school. There was so much need that was clear. How do we support people in, post-Katrina New Orleans? How do we support people in that are experiencing, fires, droughts, earthquakes, you name it. And then also the financial disasters of our country. And so that's when we decided to create Kiva Zip. And essentially with Kiva Zip, it's our U.S. portfolio. So with Kiva Zip, you can apply directly to Kiva to borrow, or you can go directly to Kiva to lend. And in addition, you have the ability to, through kind of a conversations tab on our site, to communicate directly with the borrower that you chose to support with your $25 or more. And really, the types of entrepreneurs that we're looking for supporting in the U.S. are those who are financially excluded and or who are doing social good in some way through their small business. And the loans are offered at 0% interest and no fee. So no one's making any money off this.
Right.
And the loans are small dollar. Here in the U.S., the average is about $7,500, dollars, and we find that this kind of funding, goes farther in some parts of the country than others. But even in more expensive areas, if you're a small business owner, you always know there's going to be a cash flow issue at some point. You've got a capital expense that kind of comes out of nowhere or that you need to purchase to really help your business expand. So even that small dollar loan as a finish line loan or a capital acquisition can be really, really helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now let's get into what is the largest amount of lending that someone could get from Kiva Zip here in the U.S.?
Yeah, so here in the U.S., the URL to go to is kivazip.org, and that's KIVAZIP.org. And the largest amount that we funded to date has been $25,000. The average is about $7,500. So what we do is you onboard first. You have your first loan of about, let's say, $5,000. And then if you repay that according to the terms, then more credit unlocks for you. So the more loans you have with us and you keep up on fully repaying those loans, then you get more and more access to credit. But the other thing we're finding is that this is kind of a first rung on the ladder for some people. So one of our early borrowers on Kiva Zip, a guy named Victor in the Mission District here in San Francisco, he got a $5,000 loan to start one business. He got a $10,000 loan from us to start another business. And then he was able to go to a larger, more traditional lender and get like a $40,000, $50,000 loan.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so he used us as a way to just start on the first, second, third rung of the ladder for establishing that he's the kind of business owner who will repay, even though his credit score may not have been competitive or the collateral that he had wasn't up to snuff or the cash flows that he could show because he was just starting out were non-existent. He was able to show the funder he eventually was able to go to that he's a smart businessman and he knows how to deal with credit responsibly.
Right, and that's important. I talked a little bit about traditional funding, and this is a great way of kind of saying, okay, if I don't qualify for traditional funding or even SBA funding, which is non-traditional funding, because you can also not qualify, but come to a Kiva and say, okay, let me start small. And I talk a lot about different rounds of funding. You don't have to get it all at once. If you can break things out and kind of do things in smaller chunks, it makes it a little bit easier and a little bit more palatable for you to do what you need to do within your business and within your company. So this is fantastic. That's a great, great story with regards to Victor's experience. Now, what I'd like to ask you before we go to break, let's do this. How about we go ahead and go to that break, and then when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more on Kiva. AM 1100, KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This is our power resource segment from Power People, Businesses, Ministries, Corner. And so we want to make sure that you get the right resources that you're looking for, what you need. Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development? Maybe it could be, you know, access to multiple connection points. So we try to give you a mix of resources that can help you with your business, with your career, with your professional development, and just life. Sometimes we just need help getting through life. So I'm going to let Kiva, Jason Riggs, kick off this round, this segment, with how you can become a lender or Kiva. Because, Jason, I'd like to say that this program actually is a stream. So we do get callers and people connecting with us from Africa. In fact, one of my last emails I got was from, in the last couple of weeks, was from Africa because they heard this show. So how
That's
can
great
people
global
get
reach.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and let you pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for me what it comes down to fundamentally is that it's frustrating to read the headlines of what's going on, again, like with Syrian refugees trying to escape war-torn countries. It's challenging to hear people again and again hurt and displaced through natural disaster. And when there's so much government gridlock, even here in the United States, about what to do about opportunity and economic opportunity, it's easy to get frustrated with that. But the thing I love about Kiva is that we don't have to wait anymore to make a tangible difference in the life of a person. One of the things that I like is, in order to change the world, you don't have to change everything. You just have to change the world for one person. And that's fundamentally what Kiva's about. But then you get to multiply that by millions of people around the world taking the same action as you. And that leads to global change. So for me, that's the exciting part about it. It's also a way for us to get involved in our local communities. If you are walking by that empty storefront, you know, every day for years on end, you could work with somebody, a neighborhood association or others, and say, you know what, we're going to run a contest and determine who we want to have in that shop. And we can bring funding from Kiva Zip to help crowdfund that loan and get that business started up. So it's no longer up to just banks to decide which businesses are going to be successful in our communities. It's also up to us, and I think that kind of empowering message and ability to get involved is what makes Kiva so exciting. And you put the money in, you get repaid. I mean, it's kind of an exciting prospect.
Absolutely, and they could go to kiva.org to be able to do that. And Kiva, is it kivazip.org?
Yep.
Okay, so both of those websites there, you can get involved, kiva.org and kivazip.org. Get involved. You will not regret it. You will not regret it. And again, like I said, we're one of the lenders. And if you happen to be a business that you might need to be funded, get started, get that $5,000 startup capital and pay it back, and then you can go for other rounds of funding. So thank you for that, Jason. I want to go to Maram from New York Life. You know, we've been talking about the church continuation plans in our advertising here, and I think it's so important that when I first heard about these plans, I thought, wow, first of all, I'd never heard about them. And so many things happened to churches. And we have been seeing things happen to churches around the world. We saw the shooting with regards to the and I think that was in South Carolina. So things happen, and we don't want, this is not just because bad things happen to everyone, but to have a church plan that keeps things moving or can help expand, can help you grow and help you get into the areas that you need. I think that this is a really smart way to go. And Maram is absolutely fantastic. I enjoy working with her, and she has your best interest in mind. So I'm going to let Maram tell you a little bit more about the church continuation plans.
Thank you, Margaret. Well, the church continuation plan is basically, we use various financial tools to create a scenario where it's a win-win for both the church and the church leadership, both from a protection perspective using insurance tools and from a wealth accumulation and tax deferral perspective, allowing both the church and the church leaders to accumulate funds tax deferred and then exit them tax-free, whether it's for a project, whether it's for, you know, the pastor's retirement, or, you know, a variety of things a church may need. As you know, of course, a church has to also run as a business. I mean, other than, you know, God himself, the key element in the church is the leadership, and the success of the church depends on the leadership and their ability to sustain a successful business. So I enjoy doing it. I enjoy, you know, just kind of jumping off of the previous speaker. You know, with everything going on in the world, you know, one thing we need to make sure keeps going is the faith. And we need to protect our houses of worship. We need to protect our leaders. And now more than ever, church planning it's just instrumental in the success of a church.
Maram, how can we get in touch with you?
The best way to reach me, Margaret, is my cell, which is area code 916-847-6481. Again, that's area code 916-847-6481.
Well, give Maram a call. And, you know, I don't know where I heard this, but you just could not have enough insurance. It's just one of those things, you know, we insure cars, we insure our lives, and, you know, it's about time that there's resources put in place where, you know, if anything goes on, there's a church continuation plan in place for you to continue to do what you believe that you're supposed to be doing. So I think that's absolutely fantastic as well. Let me talk to you about a couple of things that are going on here in the Bay Area. A couple other pitches I have here for you. I talked about the Tri-City Health Center Superhero Run. That's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and family fun run on September 19th. That's going to be at Quarry Lakes, Fremont, California. Get connected. You can go out and register for the fun run. And now, let me just say, you don't have to run. You can go to Quarry Lakes and get in absolutely free if you go during the time of the fun run. And I think that's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., so get there early so you can get in and not pay that $5 and let them know that you're there for the superhero fun run. But if you want to run, and I'm going to run, I'm going to do the 5K, and you can go out to bit.ly, and that's bit.ly/, and you're going to use the first letters of Tri-City Health Center, and it's going to be TCHC Super Run. And get out there, register, and, you know, bring your kids out. And you know what's fun about this event, I think, is absolutely fantastic, is that you can dress up like your favorite superhero. I have a superhero outfit. I might come as Batgirl. We'll see. It'll be the best Batgirl they ever If I have the courage to come out there, we'll see. But in any case, come out and say hello to me. Also, if you want more information, if you want to sponsor the fun run as well. And this is all going to, by the way, pediatrics. So get out and help get involved with your community. 510-252-6854. That's 510-252-6854. That's the Superhero Fun Run. I'm looking forward to it and getting my blood pumping and getting my exercise in. I'm going to drag my family out and see whether or not we can, you know, have a great day out there. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we got a little bit more for you. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're going to do a little clubbing around here in a minute. But before we do, I want to wrap up with Kiva and Jason Riggs. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. And again, one last pitch and just tell the people you have such I love this interview because you have such passion for what you're doing and you're helping businesses around the globe. You started in Africa. Now you're here in the United States. In fact, the companies we tend to lend closer to home. I like to know that the people that the companies that I'm lending into when I first started was in San Francisco. And I do, by the way, when you lend, they send you little emails letting you know that, you know, the person that has received the money, the borrower, will, you know, let you know they sent you a certain amount and you can reinvest it. And so I let it stack up and then I'll go in. And what I've been doing is, Jason, is I'll go in and I'll look at, now I'm lending into companies that are somewhere here in the nation. Mm-hmm. And I give back into them. And so when it gets up to a certain amount, I'm like, okay, so I'll reinvest. And I'll just sit there and I'll just go through profiles and begin to just relend.
That's fantastic. And that's a beautiful model. One of the things that for me personally, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, right? Mm-hmm. So I've always understood and been taught the importance of community supporting each other. And I think when we can tie together all the ecosystems of what makes a strong community healthy, then we're able to move forward together. And that includes small businesses, it includes faith institutions, and it includes banks and schools and residents. So when we're able to build this ecosystem in a healthy way, I think we're all better off for it. And I'm proud that KivaZip can be a part of that nurturing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to get connected with Kiva, please go to kiva.org. And whatever you need, you can find it there. You can find Zip, you can find lending, you can find their team's updates, you can look at the profiles. I'm right here on it as I speak. And what I love about what you guys do with Kiva is that you have these pictures. As soon as you go to the landing page, you're looking at pictures after pictures after pictures of people that their dreams are being made true by people like you, which is absolutely fantastic. And it has just really easy to go through the website, how it works, and all of that information is for you at kiva.org. So they could get started there and then they could migrate over to Zip if they needed to as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. The kiva.org and kivazip.org.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Jason, for coming on the show. It has been absolutely fantastic. Keep us posted as to what's going on over at Kiva.
My pleasure, and we absolutely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we're going to club around just a little bit. And again, we have to get involved. Community, community, community. It is so important for your business and ministry. And again, you know, when I say business, I'm not excluding ministries. Businesses have different types of, well, they're different types of structures, they're different types of businesses. You know, I don't say automotive when I say business, but business, automotive is part of a business. Ministries are a business part of, you know. So when I say business, I'm saying everyone, whatever business you're in, get involved, be involved with your community. Fortune 500 companies, they get involved. If you go to their website, say Coca-Cola, which is here in the Bay Area in San Leandro, if you go to their website, you're going to find out what they're doing in the community. So this is, again, this is not a new concept, but they know the value of not only doing business within the community, but participating, giving back, and saying, hey, let's do something out there. So get out there, get involved in, if you need lending, loans, money, you know, get out there and get connected with that. And, of course, the events that we have this weekend and again, Maram. Now, clubbing around, we've got so many things going on. I've got an offer for you. I'm always trying to think of ways to get resources to you. And not always just free resources. Everything's not free. There's a lot of things that are free. I take advantage of things that are free. I like free. I like trials. I like if I go to a website and I find a tool that I'm interested in and there's a 30-day free trial, it could be so inexpensive to even do the tool maybe after the trial, but I won't spend that money until I go through the trial. And let me explain to you why. Because I don't know the tool. It's an opportunity for me to get to learn the tool. And you don't have to pay learning the tool during the trial period. So take advantage of the trial. And if you like it, then you go ahead and move forward with that particular tool that you want to use. And so we have an event coming up. And you can find it on eventbrite.com. And if you search for Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar, we're doing a Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar. That is going to be October 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your business cards, your brochures, because we're going to do a networking event at the end from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'm going to invite some of my industry friends and give you an opportunity to kind of pitch what you're doing. And even if you're getting started, this is a really great place for you to learn how to network, connect with, and if you're savvy with it, come out and network. If you don't need the Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar, come out at 3 o'clock and you can get out there and network a little bit from 3 to 4 with us. But this is an inexpensive event. It's $24.99 in price, $24.99. And what I'm going to do is that anyone that signs up for it, I'm going to give you a membership in the On the Edge Women in Business Club. And he says, well, I'm a guy. Well, the club does have a networking component for men because some women are in business with men. And so there's resources on there that you will have access to. And then, of course, it allows you to get in our networking events at no cost, which are oftentimes women and men when we do our business events. But this is going to be a great, great event. I'm so looking forward to it. From 10 a.m. to 10:50, we're going to do the Strong Business Model Creates Sustainability. That's what that's going to be on. That's what I'm going to be teaching on. From 11 o'clock to 11:50, we're going to talk about Inside the Business Plan, Part 1. And the reason, it's not just doing a business plan. We keep telling you, do your business plan. Not everyone understands how to do a business plan. Not everyone are technical writers. And oftentimes you're not inside the business plan. It says, well, what does it mean to really develop my keys to success or my objectives? And if I'm in a nonprofit, how do I, you know, really look at forecasting my funding? And how do I develop a SWOT analysis? And so I'm going to help you with kind of those really, how do you do it? If I sat you all down and said, okay, we're going to write a mission statement and a vision statement. And I'm going to tell you the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement because people have trouble with that. And simply put, mission is what you're doing now. Vision is future. Now, future. Mission, vision. We're going to, from 12 to 12:50, we're going to do a lunch break and a little bit of networking. And we're going to provide the light lunch for you so you don't have to go anywhere. And then we're going to do the basics of business ministry credit. And we're going to have Ruth Vanderstein, expert from Financial Education Services, pitch that and teach that and take you through the dynamics of getting credit, business credit, ministry credit. What does that look like? And then from 1 o'clock to 1:50, you're going to do Inside Your Business Plan Part 2. And by the way, during that 12 to 12:50 lunch break and networking, we'll be doing this credit component as well. So you'll get that information. And then from 2 to 2:50, the leader in you. So we're going to do that. And that's going to be a motivational preaching and training on God's perspective of you as a leader, your responsibility and the legacy in your life and on your life. And so you'll see that pastoral ministry part of me that I'm excited to share with you. And then, of course, from 3 to 3:50, we're going to open that up to the networking and public relations workshop so you can really put to work what we're talking about and get really involved. Now, this seminar can only seat up to 35 people, and we really have this Eventbrite set up for 30, and we already have people signing up. If you have not signed up, get signed up, invest in your future for $24.99. You're going to get the club membership absolutely free for 1 year. We're going to give that to you so you get access to more resources, more training, opportunities to promote on the Edge Women in Business Club, and so much more. There's so much out there in terms of what you can connect with on the club website. So, you know, get that, and you can get that out on my website too. You can go to businessontheedge.biz and you can get straight to our Eventbrite because the calendar is right there on the landing page. But if you want to go to Eventbrite, just look up Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar and you'll get it that way as well. Let's go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge, Faith and Business on the Edge. There you go. We are going to wrap it up today. It's been a pleasure always to be here with you. So let me recap a little bit. So we talked about Kiva funding, micro lending. This is a crowdfunding site, different from Indiegogo and Kickstarter. Those are donation sites. Kiva is a micro lending site, micro loans, so you would have to pay that back. And it's a great way to, like Jason Riggs was talking about, to start your funding there, getting started there. That's a great place to start. It used to be $2,500 in initial capital. They've gone up to $5,000. That's fantastic. There are some requirements around that. They're going to probably look a little bit at what you have right now in terms of credit. But it's really for people who, you know, your credit is not great. You don't have a lot of opportunities, and you have this. You need to get this business off the ground, and this is a great place to do that. And so, and again, a lot of this is social entrepreneurship. So this is absolutely fantastic for the faith-based community. And so you want to get out there, take it for a test drive, see what's out there, look at the profiles, you know, probably what you're doing. Someone is out there kind of doing something similar, learn what they're doing. When I did my first Indiegogo campaign, I kind of went and looked at what areas were most successful. And you'll find, like, on Indiegogo and Kickstarter, if you look under church, you see there's a lot of low funding. And so it's on those sites, you'll see a higher donation rate in terms of technology. So Kiva is a really great place for you. Yes, you have to pay it back. Yes, you have to have a little bit more skin in the game, but you have some time to pay that back. And I think they do like 2 years that you're paying it back in small denominations, small amounts. Really, when I get my emails on what someone's giving me back, it might be 15 cents. Really, I'm not kidding. And so they're paying back in small amounts. And so they probably, you know, maybe they send a payment to Kiva, and Kiva splits it up over, in terms of their back-end work. We didn't ask Jason this, I'm just presuming, but split that. Maybe they send in $10 and they split it up across the funding, the lenders. And so it makes it a little bit easier. So you do get your resources back. And if you wanted to pull it out, once you get your funding back, if you're a lender, then you can do that. But if you need the resources, this is really a great, great place to start. I want to talk to you a little bit about Small Business Development Center. You know that I'm an advisor for the Santa Clara District for the Small Business Development Center. Now, you can get support and help at no cost at your local Small Business Development Center. And you can find that on the web. So look up in your area. So say you're in Contra Costa County, or you're somewhere else in the United States, look up Small Business Development Center in your area, and that should pop up. Or you can go, and I think it's sbdc.gov, or you can go to sba.gov for sure and find that information with regards to getting connected to your local Small Business Development Center. It's really a Google search. It's really easy to find. I don't have all of that information in front of me just because I'm kind of wrapping up and just off the top of my brain here. That it's good for you to hear again that Small Business Development Centers are out there to help you at no cost. They're paying their advisors what you would actually pay them to get their advice. Actually, you would pay them probably two or three times more than what the SBDC is paying, but they want to give back into the small businesses. So definitely get connected with that. And finally, don't forget to get connected with our podcast. We have a goal. We want to get 1,000 people on that podcast in the next 30 days. So that's more information. We have over 500 shows that we've done with KDOW, so we're putting some of those out there, and we're doing original content. In fact, we recorded someone today in the human resource industry on what you can and cannot do, and it's very interesting. So when you start bringing in employees and employees versus contractors, and you want to stay in compliance so you do not get in trouble with the powers that be, because you will be fined and you will be in trouble if you don't do it right. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Get connected and do your business great as unto the Lord. It is awesome. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.